Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout, the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and here we are for another episode. And I just wanted to say that I'm really excited about a lot of things right now. You know, the show consistently has been in the top 20 sports podcasts on iTunes. Recently, we are actually ranked number 2. And when I say we, it's because honestly, without you guys listening to it and, you know, commenting and, you know, people sending me the messages that you're sending me, you know, I wouldn't be here. So definitely much appreciated. You know, if you're listening for the first time, one thing that, you know, a couple things I like to say that will kind of talk to you about, you know, how I'm different and how this is different is that when you go to a lot of different, you know, scouting websites or scouting podcasts, they all seem to give you the same thing, and it's more so analysis, where what this is that this is analysis on a very, very deep level, but it's also me giving bold predictions on players. So since 2011, I've watched the entire scouting combine, literally all of it, every single year, and you know, done my best to predict which players would turn out to be great players, which ones wouldn't. And I just feel in my, you know, 7 years experience doing this and really paying close attention, you know, watching the game tape and all that stuff, I feel I typically get it right more so than the teams that are drafting these players. So a lot of, you know, I see so many times when I just feel players should have gone higher or shouldn't have been drafted at all. So, you know, what this show is about largely is about putting my money where my mouth is, although I'm not betting anything, but really just making bold predictions in terms of how I think certain players are going to pan out. So with that being said, you know, we just finished the NFL draft. There were a couple surprises in there. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I wanted to talk about, and that's going to be the purpose of today's show, is to go over, you know, the players on offense and defense that I think are going to be able to win, you know, offensive and defensive rookie of the year, or at least the ones, you know, that I think are most likely. The way I determine this is based on the team they're going to. Most importantly, how I've evaluated these players on tape, because I don't just you know, regurgitate information. You know, every time I give you an analysis on a player, watching a lot and a lot of games on him. So, you know, I feel I have a good fit for where certain players, you know, really are going to be a good system fit. And just based on, you know, based on everything I've seen, you know, which players do I think are going to be the best candidates for Offensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year. So for Offensive Rookie of the Year, I'll start out with that. You know, there are, to me, 8 players that I could see winning that award, and I'll go over that now. So when I look at guys that can be Offensive Rookie of the Year, I gotta say the majority, there's 8 guys that I'm really looking at, and I'll say that 5 of them are running backs, because to me this is a damn good running back class. You know, one of my biggest draft steals, even though he got drafted in the second round, is Ronald Jones. I think people are grossly underestimating how good this guy is going to be, and that's what I'm saying, is that, you know, I make bold predictions on players. This guy is going to be way undervalued. So to me, you know, I look at 8 players that I think, you know, can potentially win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'll go through them. So one player that I think definitely has the chance of doing it is going to be quarterback Baker Mayfield. You know, he's going to be competing with Tyrod Taylor for the starting job. But look, everyone wants to say that Josh Rosen is the most NFL-ready quarterback. Well, I'd say Baker Mayfield is just about as NFL-ready as Josh Rosen, actually. If those of you who have not seen, you know, a lot of Baker's game tapes where he's actually hung in the pocket, he's highly impressive. You know, go back and watch the game of him against Ohio State, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But Baker Mayfield, you know, he could easily win that quarterback competition over Tyrod Taylor and be the starting quarterback. Ultimately, I think he is a better quarterback than Tyrod Taylor, who I think is going to be a stopgap guy for them. So Baker literally could win that. And, you know, look, he has new weapons on offense. You know, he's got He's got a couple receivers to throw the ball to. He's got running backs now. He's got Nick Chubb. They just drafted Carlos Hyde. So I mean, they have they have a team now. Their team on paper is a lot better than it was last year. So it's not like he's working with like the Browns roster from 1 or 2 years ago. So I think with that being said, Baker's definitely a candidate. Another guy who I think is definitely going to be someone who could be a candidate as well is Mike Gesicki. He is the tight end from Penn State, teammate of Saquon Barkley, and he went to the Miami Dolphins in the second round. I don't think that he's the best overall tight end, but when you want to talk about a guy that, is a downfield threat at the tight end position, there's no one better than him, and that's absolutely true. There's a lot of other guys that I think that do things better, but when you want to look at a pure receiving downfield threat, he's your guy. So Miami does not have a lot of options right now on offense. I can see them overusing this guy big time. And to be honest, he's going to be a mismatch against pretty much anyone that's trying to defend him. So he's a guy that I could see having a tremendously good rookie year. He's going to get a lot of attention and a tremendous downfield threat. My only criticism with Gesicki is I just don't know. Obviously, yes, there's two criticisms. One is that his blocking ability. The other is that, making the contested catches. I see him make contested catches on the college level, but these guys aren't really hammering him as hard as what he's going to be facing on the NFL level. You got a really badass safety coming in and hitting you. I don't know if his hands are as strong as some of these other guys, just based on what I've seen. But we'll see. But Mike Gesicki is definitely a guy that could be a candidate as well. Someone else that I want to look at is going to be Rashad Penny, the running back from San Diego State. He went to the Seahawks at the end of the first round. I really like Penny. I'm much higher on Penny than most people are. There are people that gave him a third to fourth round grade. I have a first round grade on him. Look, he was the nation's leading rusher. Did not maybe go against the same elite competition some of these other running backs have, but when I look at him on tape, I see a guy that can be a burner, has great vision, and the most active feet of any running back I've watched in quite some time. He runs with a lot of tenacity, and I really like his running style. So I do believe that Rashad Penny, considering the Seahawks don't have, really anyone to really go to at the running back position, they're definitely going to want to, use him, and I can see them using him as a workhorse. Another guy that makes sense for this, for this conversation, and so far, I've talked about Baker Mayfield, Mike Gesicki, and Rashad Penny. Another player that I will look at is going to be Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen is going to have a quarterback competition against Sam Bradford, and he can be, and good chance he can win that competition. Josh Rosen's NFL ready. He's got help around him. He's got a great running back. He has receiving help. It's a good coaching staff there in Arizona. So Josh Rosen, he's in a good position there to come in right away. Look, he's NFL ready. I think Baker Mayfield is a little bit of a better quarterback, if you ask me. But Josh Rosen is NFL ready, and I love his mentality for the game. It's interesting with Baker and Josh is that their mentalities are both very different, but I think they both w will work very well on the NFL level. So Baker's kind of that he's that leader that will hold the rest of his team accountable, and just play with great fire and spirit. Josh Rosen is more of, I want to be challenged, and I want to work my ass off. One of the most interesting things that Josh Rosen said, and something I really like to hear, was he said that one thing that would bother me to no end, and I think he said I would despise it, and I despise the thought of being that guy, is to go into an interview with a team and tell them you're going to be a workhorse and not end up being that guy for them. So, I really think that Josh Rosen, he's going to be He's going to have some people around there that are going to challenge him. And I just think that his mentality, it's very, very similar to Aaron Rodgers, is going to work well at the next level. So I see both of those guys having great mentality at the next level, just, different personalities and different ways of doing it. Someone else that I'm going to look at, for offensive rookie of the year. And to be honest, I've named four guys so far, and the last four guys, they're all running backs. Look, Ronald Jones to me is the second best running back in this class. He should have gone in the top 15 picks. He went in the middle of the second round. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. This is going to be one of those running backs again that you wish you drafted earlier. Tampa Bay did a great job in this draft. They got him and they got Vita Vea in the first round. When I look at Ronald Jones, to me, his start and stop ability is great. The angles he takes are great. I mean, he literally reminds me a lot of Jamaal Charles. Truly reminds me a lot of him. So much the way he runs. To me, he's, in my opinion, a can't miss prospect. And if I had to guess right now, who's going to be the main person that challenges Saquon Barkley for offensive rookie of the year? It's going to be Ronald Jones. And Saquon Barkley, yeah, he's someone else that, I would say he's probably the main person I would pick to win offensive rookie of the year. I mean, it's it doesn't really take a lot of football scouting to make it to say that, but I would say likely he's going to win. Two other running backs that we got to look at are Sonny Michel and Darius Geis. Both of those guys, to me, they're NFL ready as well. Sonny Michel, they're going to know how to use him in New England. They need a feature back there. Same thing with Washington. They need a feature back. Darius Geis, Sonny Michel, Saquon Barkley, Ronald Jones, Rashad Penny, all these guys are NFL ready. You look at Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, those guys are NFL ready too. And Mike Gesicki, what a great downfield threat that he'll be for Miami, and they're going to use him a lot. So that would be, in my opinion, the eight guys again that I think are going to be, the candidates for offensive rookie of the year. And one more time, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Mike Gesicki, Rashad Penny, Ronald Jones, Sonny Michel, Saquon Barkley, and Darius Geis. And I will now talk about the five defensive players that I think are most likely to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. All right, so there are five guys, in my opinion, that I can see winning Defensive Rookie of the Year. The reason why I'm saying these five guys is that they're NFL ready and ready to come in and dominate right away. Better than any other five defensive players I can see in this draft. It's Bradley Chubb, it's Derwin James, it's Minkah Fitzpatrick, it's Roquan Smith, and Tremaine Edmonds. I'll give you the breakdown on all these guys. Bradley Chubb, NFL ready. Great hands, great motor, great bend. You want to talk about the most NFL ready pass rusher? It's him. It's absolutely no doubt it's him. His upside is absolutely tremendous. I mean, he can easily get 12 to 15 sacks his rookie year, especially with Von Miller on the other side. I believe Bradley Chubb is the better defensive end than Myles Garrett. So yes, Myles Garrett I think may have been, might have been a better athlete maybe by a little bit, but not really by much. I mean, Bradley Chubb is pretty damn impressive of an athlete, and he's not just some guy with a lot of technique. He is a freak, and I'm telling you, this is a guy that I would say, if he plays 12 years in the league, to me this is a Hall of Fame player. I mean, he's clean to evaluate. There's no holes in his game to me whatsoever, and he's one of the few players in the draft that I would say that there's really no holes in his game. Someone else who, I mean, to be honest, these are the guys that don't have very little holes in their game. So another one that I'd look at is Derwin James. Coming out of college, and just ranking them based on how good they are this present time, I believe Derwin James is the best defensive player in the draft. I take him over Minkah Fitzpatrick. I gave him a slight grade higher than him because Derwin James, in terms of his versatility, as a blitzer, and And as a linebacker, you know, Fitzpatrick has it, but Derwin James is, to me, on another level. Derwin James, you know, can come in and be just like Jalen Ramsey. He can play every position in the secondary. You know, he can be a lockdown corner. He can play high and low. He can literally be a starting player. You know, in college, they actually rushed him off the edge quite a bit. You know, this is a safety that, you know, they had lined up as defensive end a number of times. So, you know, he's pretty much played every position except for defensive tackle. But, you know, when I look at Derwin James, he's NFL ready. He's a can't-miss prospect. To me, it's just a no-brainer that, you know, he is going to be in that conversation. And to be honest, you know, the same thing is going to go for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I only rank him a grade lower. You know, Derwin James, you know, was an absolute steal going to the Chargers. Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, I believe went 11th to the Dolphins. The same thing there. I mean, you know, they bring similar things to a team, and to me, both of them, you know, I mean, you know, you can't go wrong drafting, you know, either of them. And pretty much all the things I'm saying about Derwin James, I'm saying about Minkah Fitzpatrick. Can play every position in the secondary. I think in terms of being a cornerback, I actually think Minkah Fitzpatrick might be, might have a slight edge on Derwin James over there. But, I mean, it's still very little. Both of these are guys that can play every position in the secondary and can take on a lot of different linebacker responsibilities and guys that are truly NFL ready with, you know, not really any noticeable holes in their game, at least from what I can see. So those guys definitely make sense. The two other players, so far, talked about Bradley Chubb and the two safeties, Derwin James and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Roquan Smith, I truly believe that, you know, with what I've seen from him on tape, you know, he's going to be a pure middle linebacker. You know, I've compared him to Levante David, but just the difference is that Roquan is definitely more of a pure middle linebacker to me. He's a guy that's NFL ready. The Bears desperately need a middle linebacker on defense. They've needed a true replacement for Urlacher and Lance Briggs for a while, and I believe this guy, you know, is going to be up to it. Number one, I think in terms of being a football player and having the intelligence at middle linebacker that you want, it's off the charts with this guy. Great sideline to sideline range. I mean, really good. Can cover a lot of ground very quickly. Instinctive, you know, great at pre-play recognition. So, you know, Roquan Smith should be a very solid player and a guy that can come in and definitely be in that conversation for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. The last guy, and again, Roquan Smith went to the Bears. So the last guy that I'll look at is Tremaine Edmonds. To me, the player in the draft, the two players in the draft that have the highest upside are Saquon Barkley and Tremaine Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds, I've never seen another prospect like this. A guy that literally can come in and just dominate right away at defensive end, outside linebacker, and middle linebacker, and probably be an all-pro within 1 to 2 years at any of those three positions that he wants. You know, he's mostly lined up at middle linebacker. Sideline to sideline range is great. I've never actually counted, but I just, from all the game tape I've watched, I don't know if I've ever seen, maybe the last person was Jadeveon Clowney, where I saw so many negative plays from a college linebacker. The way he gets in the backfield, to me, it's once in a generation type special. I'm telling you, go back and watch some of the tape of this guy. You know, the Buffalo Bills got a big steal here. They got him 16th overall, and if you want to talk about any defensive player that lives up to their potential, if this guy lives up to his max potential, he's going to be the best defensive player in the draft. I'm just saying his upside is outrageous, and I see him being an all pro. I don't know if they're going to line him up in middle linebacker, defensive end, outside, or what, but I think he's ready to take on all those responsibilities. Here's the thing. he's still raw, so gotta remember, he's only 19 years old as well. So I mean, he's gonna continue to develop. But this is a guy that, you know, can play in the league for 15 years. You know, God willing, you know, he stays healthy and really just be, you know, a force to reckon with. He's getting in at a young age, and you know, I think Tremaine Edmonds absolutely could win, you know, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. So again, Bradley Chubb, Derwin James, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Roquan Smith, and Tremaine Edmonds. So that wraps things up for today. Friday, what I'm going to go over on the show on Friday are going to be the ten best fantasy rookies. So I do play fantasy football each year. You know, although this show is mostly about scouting, and this show is going to be about scouting. I'm going to be based on scouting these players and the teams that I go to. You know, if you play fantasy football, and I think, you know, a lot of you do, here are the ones that I think will be the best. And actually, what I will do is this is, you know, we're not going to do, I'm going to change it up a little bit, you know, now that I think about it. I want to do something more interesting. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to do top 10 fantasy sleepers. Because, look, I mean, we can always say Saquon Barkley, you know, he's not a sleeper, though. So I'm going to give you top 10 fantasy rookie sleepers that you can use on your team coming up. So thank you guys for joining me today. Join me again on Friday. This is Steve the Scout signing off. Thank you for all you for making this show what it is. Again, if you guys have questions or things you want to talk about, you can shoot me a message. One good way to do it is by email, and my email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. You guys have a great day. Talk to you Friday.